piece of music we're listening to in the background is called The Near Death Experience. It's an action cue from the sci-fi audio drama Entropy, which tells the story of a group of people working to find a new habitable planet. I would describe this cue as an action cue that kind of dips and turns, slows down, speeds up. You're listening to How I Make Music, where behind-the-scenes musicians get to tell their own stories. Every Wednesday, we break apart a song, soundtrack, or composition and get into why and how it was made. My name is Aaron Weatherford. I'm a composer from Somerville, South Carolina, and this is How I Make Music. Welcome back to How I Make Music, Episode 77, The Near-Death Experience by me, Aaron Weatherford. Thanks for listening in.
August 2nd, 2309, log number 4. Feels like yesterday that Tyler and I joined the Flight Academy in New California. The war has gotten worse. Prawn Denier has usurped the position of president on Kepler.
The name of this audio drama is Entropy, and it's about people, a group of people, trying to find a new habitable planet.
Sadly, their military is now following his regime.
Within that, there's a little bit of conflict between...
There seems to be no end in sight.
Colonies.
You are very important to this mission.
But there's so much I don't know.
That's why I'm here.
My favorite character is actually the villain, Denier. His full name is Prawn Denier. I'm just used to calling him Denier. So the name of the piece that we're going to be breaking down today is called The Near Death Experience. Very funny. Nobody dies. It's okay. Everything's fine. You'll just have to watch the audio drama in order to listen to the audio drama to find out what happens. One of my main influences is Michael Giacchino. Ratatouille. A lot of Pixar movies. Incredibles, Star Trek scores, and what I really like about him is his sense of storytelling. It's really, really cool, and the fact that he manages to be both old school and new school at the same time, fresh and new. John Williams-style orchestrations, like very golden era, silver era. Mixed with stuff like synths. The context of this piece is the main character, Jan, was in the middle of having a conversation with her mother.
I love you, Mom!
And it gets very rudely interrupted when the ship blows up and there's a hole in the ship and they almost fly out and die.
Are you okay?
And then this whole battle ensues. Then Denier comes in and gives this speech.
You are at the mercy of the Denier Syndicate. Surrender your stations.
And then Jan and a couple of other crew members have to escape.
Or suffer the consequences.
Really slow and kind of menacing and has a little bit of kind of these weird orchestrations that kind of tell you what type of guy Prawn Denier is. Here's what his theme sounds like. More of a motif than a theme, because of the fact that it's only a few notes and it's so short, you know? Here it is again in the actual context of the piece. So the escape stuff, the escape juice, all of a sudden, there are these kind of measured trems that start going. And it gets faster and faster and faster. And it builds up and builds up and then stops. That's when the piece finally ends. There's a part in there, in the piece, where the tempo starts to ramp up. Here, take a listen. You don't really hear this sound of tempo ramps often in modern film scores, I feel. It kind of adds motion and emotion. It kind of needed that ramp. It's kind of one of those moments where it's like, here goes nothing, and then they blast off. For me, everything is kind of about story and emotion. A lot of the stuff stays the same tempo for a really long time, and it kind of gets boring after a while. Alexandre Desplat brings this up a lot, the fact that we're really attached to the grid, and we don't like to get away from it. Sometimes I don't do a metronome at all. I just play. And whatever happens, happens. So there's actually another piece in the audio drama Entropy called Mother Knows Best. And it's actually the talk that happens right before the battle scene that consists of the near-death experience. And it's this really slow, no tempo, just piano. And it has this little like pad synth under it. And really that's just those two things. And that kind of made up this motif that I had come up with for the relationship between Jan and her mother. They're obviously very close.
You are good enough.
I just wish Dad were here to help.
Your father knew as I do now that you are strong and capable.
Orchestration is basically the way that you use instruments. There's rules sometimes, other times I personally don't care about the rules. There's two things that I use in all of my scores. The electric bass and the kick drum, which would be like a synthetic kick drum. Giacchino, he adopted this technique of using the electric bass as kind of like a hype method. You hear it in Chasing the Dragons in Jurassic World. And it's like this slap bass in the background. You're thinking like, what the hell is this? But it makes it so much cooler. It's not used enough. So 39 seconds into the near-death experience, there is this cymbal thing that happens. Coming in and out, like swishing, like whoosh, 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 whoosh. It was like I was trying to do two cymbals at once. And I meant to fix it, and I never did. But you may not even notice it. It may just be a me thing. I don't know. Entropy episodes are actually really, really short. They're under 20 minutes each, and I really like that. One of the challenges that I had was that I had to start scoring with nothing, no audio, no narration, no anything. I was basically writing a piece of music with nothing attached to it. I just wrote the music based off of what I knew happened in the script. That was a very hellish experience. I had no narration, I had no audio. It was basically like I was just going in and writing a piece of music to nothing. That was a big no. That was a big challenge. I'm really proud of the string runs. I usually don't do string runs because I can never get them right. I recently got Cinematic Strings 2. Let me just say, it works beautifully. Here, take a listen to this section with these string runs. I'm a really big fan of woodwinds, to the point so much so where I used to forget about them and feel bad for it. I try as much as possible to, specifically in Denier Death Experience, there's a couple parts where you hear like flutter tongue flutes. I want to show how some of the woodwinds work in this piece. We're going to go through and we're going to play them all one by one just to show the different roles that they play. And yeah, take a listen. Bass clarinet and bassoon both serve as a sort of kind of color for the cellos and the double basses. They kind of, you know, add a little bit of color, add a little bit of bite. Clarinets add a little more of a rounder sound to the strings, while flutes add a little bit more of a airy, sort of light, silky sound to the strings. The oboe is really pretty, no doubt. I don't use it that often. I just pair it with the flutes whenever I can. But it is a really pretty instrument on its own. The piccolo actually is a very exciting instrument for me. Just like a burst of like, ah, you know. Yeah, it just pierces right through the mix. It's definitely not something you can hide from. Here's some highlights of the brass from the Near Death Experience. So there's another audio drama similar to ours called Star Called. The music between the two have a little bit of similarities in the approach and whatnot. So if you like what you heard today, go check out Star Called. Emotion over everything. To me, that speaks to how I feel about film scores. If there's no story, there is no score. I'm the type of artist that can't work on something unless I feel something from it. And that's kind of what I mean by emotion over everything. That's about it for this week's episode. We'll listen to the full track in just a moment, but before we do that, thank you so much for listening to How I Make Music. Catch new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you listen to this type of stuff. We've been listening to music featured in the audio drama called Entropy. To hear the full story or to check out my other compositions, follow the links in the show notes. Visit howimakemusic.com for bonus behind-the-scenes stuff related to this episode. How I Make Music is created by John Bartman. For audio experiences that keep people listening, contact John Bartman via the show notes. And now here's the second half of the Near Death Experience, which is a meandering roller coaster action cue in its entirety. My name is Aaron Weatherford, and thanks for listening to How I Make Music. We'll catch you next Wednesday.